Zodiac monitoring.
KBX, I believe it was. KO4HKX here.
W4SOE, back on frequency.
Sean, KO4HKX, still here. It's been kind of quiet last little bit.
Well, why don't you take this opportunity to stretch your legs, and I'll cover down and go realign yourself.
I've been up walking around here in the room I'm in.
Your generation has a thing called touch grass.
What generation do you think that would be?
You're all youngins compared to me, or at least you are. I'm 2 days older than dirt.
You can't be that old.
There are more distinguished gentlemen out there, and ladies. I'm just creeping up on the distinguished stage.
Creeping up on that over-the-hill stage.
Honey, just go walk about or do something, let me know.
Sitting here trying to figure this wind link out, see what I'm doing wrong or what's going on.
Low-level overview, and maybe, how computer savvy are you typically on a scale of 1 to 10?
Probably, I don't know, probably a 5 or so.
Let me give you a quick rundown. I'll leave long pauses in between transmissions in case somebody wants to come in. So, you have your COM port, right? Your USB presents your radio through the USB cable presents the COM port, and that'll be COM 2, 3, 4, 10, whatever. And it also presents a sound card that's built into the radio. Part is what you see as USB audio codec and your speaker setup. And in your microphone setting in Windows, right? It's two. It's one sound card, two channels, right? One for mic, one for speaker. Now you got to think about it in reverse when it comes to your radio. When WinLink is transmitting, it's coming out the speaker output, right, and going to the radio. So sound out. When it's receiving, it's hearing it from the radio on the mic port, and then it's translating. I'll break for a minute. There may be, I think Chad went through some settings with you this morning. I would double check those. But having the ALC high is not great, but in most cases it'll work. Not the best, it's not optimal, it's suboptimal at best, because you end up splattering all over the band, right? So it's not something you want to do a lot of, but these are desperate times. So if you adjust the volume of your speaker out from your computer, the audio drive, aka the power that's being driven into the radio speaker, or into the radio itself, to go out through the airways. And if conversely, if you're having trouble receiving digital, any digital, right, you adjust your mic in the Windows computer setting to be a little louder. Does that help at all?
I've got all that set up. I've got the speaker codec. And I think part of the problem might be the radio station. There's so much electrical noise around here. And that might be what's going on.
If you were attempting to connect to, like, K4NWX, what power setting were you using on the radio?
10 watts.
I'm using 5 from Greenville, and I'm a little closer, though. You know, you could go up to a little higher than that as needed. Now that I'm sitting in front of my computer, I'm going to take a break. If I need to jump in, I'm going to pull up a couple settings and I'll get back to you. W4SOE. Is that computer in front of you, or do you have to relocate to utilize it?
In front of me.
Open WinLink Express, and then you open your VARA HF WinLink session. In the background, the VARA HF modem will open up. Click on that window.
I've got it up.
And then go to settings in the VAR HF window and go to sound card, and it should bring up your sound card settings. Ensure that both the device input and the device output are set to USB audio codec. It might be named slightly different, but that's where you want it.
So I'm going to say codec.
Channel, you got L, R, or L plus R. Which one do you have selected?
Going to settings, VARA setup.
So in VARA, HF Winlink modem program, go to settings and sound card.
Because I'm running an older version, is device input, device output, tune, and a picture of what your AC or ALC should look like.
Okay, well, that might be because your radio is slightly different, and that might be just a setting for mine. I don't know. All right. Your drive level, that slider, where is it set currently?
Less than a quarter.
When you hit the tune button, tell me what your ALC does.
This time I'm getting a message that says to use tune button, you have to link VARA with RMS Express.
Okay, that's my fault. So go ahead and close VARA, then open up Winlink and open your VARA HF Winlink session from inside the Winlink program, and that will link them. W4SOE, did anybody have any information?
I'm in the Winlink Express, and VARA FM Winlink open, right where the open session, that's where I'm at. But it doesn't bring up the VARA FM.
Okay. VARA FM. Okay, so when you click on,
VARA FM.
Open session, VARA FM Winlink, or whatever that is. Are you saying that the Winlink modem does not open?
I open VARA HF, not FM, sorry. I didn't mean to say that. And I had to open it by itself after I open Winlink.
Okay, that might be part of your problem. So, here's what we do. So, give me a second, let me find the settings. Open the VARA HF Winlink session. You should get a second little window that says VARA HF Winlink session as your call sign. Go to settings and go to VARA TNC setup.
SC, is that what you said?
TNC, Tango November Charlie. Should be the first option under the session settings.
Roger that. I got that now. I just wanted to make sure.
IP address in there, 127.0.0.1. Is that there?
Roger that. It is there.
Port of 8300.
Somebody coming in here with a comment. Sorry, go ahead.
I spaced it out a little bit more. So your command port should be 8300. And then down below, about midway down, VARA modem location. Is that filled out?
Yes. It's got C colon backspace VARA backspace VARA EXE file.
Is there a checkbox under there that says check.
Hey, somebody's doubling with you.
Yep.
Trying to get in. Go ahead, KO4HKX here. I don't know what it is. Just leave some space in there. Maybe they'll come in here again.
A mic or something, but I will. So, in that setting, you've got the... Uh-oh, my power might have just come back on. Stand by. Plug here and I'll be back. HKX W4SOE.
W4SOE, KO4HKX.
One hour, so here's the hoping. But, so in that setting, under VARA TNC set up. You had the path, c:\var.exe, and there's a checkbox below that. Automatically launch TNC when session is open, and there's one below that. Show the VARA TNC screen when it's launched. Both of those are checked. Hit update. Close the session, and then reopen.
Checked. Already.
Update or cancel, close the session, reopen it, and what we're looking for is a little yellow icon down at the bottom right, or in your taskbar, that basically it should launch the modem. That's what should happen.
That's what happened, KO4HKX.
What did you say, Patrick? I missed that.
It launched at that time.
Now, while it's up, go into settings. And sound card, hit the tune button and tell me what your ALC is doing.
About a 5 right now.
Alright, that slider works in increments. Move it to the left, just one bump, and then try again.
Change.
Okay. One more bump to the left, see if it makes the change.
Down.
To the right, and try it again.
He's still about the same.
About a 5, over.
A 9.
Come to the left, and let's leave it there for now. Maybe increase your power to 15 watts, and then try the K4NWX node when the channel is free. For about 10 minutes, I need to do some power transfer and stuff, but I'll check back in with you, W4SOE.
W4SOE, KO4HKX, standing by.
K4LAZ, also on frequency, standing by.